Now, the next step, which is step four, is brainstorming within each panel. So now what I would encourage Claudia to do, for example, is to, and I got her started, right? Who would be those ideal community members? Now, remember, the key to effective brainstorming is quantity, not quality. We don't want to censor during the brainstorming process. We want to get as much out there as we possibly can. This is why I suggested earlier in this call that we can do this in a rough draft form before trying to make it pretty, like the flower diagram I have. We did first do it in rough draft form, and then we wrote it out in a way that was really aesthetically pleasing. So that's where the brainstorming comes in, or you can use a whiteboard or a flip chart or just a pad of paper or on your computer. Just quantity, quantity, quantity. In order to get 3 gems of ideas, you may need to brainstorm 100. But the key thing is not to censor or evaluate during the brainstorming phase. So what I'd like to do is give you a head start on brainstorming within the petals. Feel free to look at some of the different examples in the workbook just to get some ideas flowing. And remember, we're not evaluating them and we're not prioritizing them yet. Where this is going is, once you have a fully brainstormed list inside each of the petals, I will teach you a process for prioritizing those within each petal. Before I give you some time to brainstorm inside the petals, I'd love to hear if there are any other questions or comments or anything I can clarify at this stage. For example, I came up with a petal called topography. What kind of topography would I love my dream property to have? Well, my wife Tricia wanted property that was hilly and had, you know, variations in topography. I wanted a property that was flat and that had nothing on it, so that it would be like a blank slate and we could just build from there. So both of them made it onto our flower diagram. And it is interesting when you do this either as a couple or when you do this as a group. Sometimes a whole group of people is wanting to live in community together and they're looking for land together. And so you can do this prioritization process either as a couple or as a group. And you just find out what is the, you know, the common denominator and what's the average of what you come up with. I live near Bellingham, Washington. Well, if you look on my flower diagram on page 11, you can see that near Bellingham, Washington was very, very low on the list of location. We have 15 items there, and that came out to 12. Nevertheless, I still found my dream property, and it happened to be near Bellingham. So the universe has a sense of humor, and I happened to, after we moved here, I fell in love with the community, and part of why Tricia really liked Bellingham, but it ended up lower on our list because of me, because I had preconceptions about the community, which were mostly mistaken, I found out after we lived here. So the point is, brainstorm, 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 and we'll get to prioritize later. Get as much as you can in as many different petals. So if you find yourself stuck on one, move on, move to the next one and brainstorm what you can. And then you've gotten a few things out, move to the next one. And then you can always go back and add another piece on another one, but just keep moving. If you're working on a computer, you can just create headings and just brainstorm under those headings. Same with a pad of paper, or you can use different sheets for each petal.